I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has said the Church must work to overcome the world's fears and suspicions of migration. The Pope was speaking as he visits Panama this week for World Youth Day. Addressing Central American bishops, the Pope said the Church can facilitate dialogue and help overcome fears and suspicions about migrants. Earlier, in a speech to government ministers and members of the diplomatic corps, he called on political leaders to reject all forms of corruption. The president of Venezuela has announced the closure of the country's embassy and consulates in the US, having broken off diplomatic ties with President Trump's government. Nicolas Maduro made the call during a special session at the Supreme Court, in which he accused the US of pushing opposition leader Juan Guaido, who the US recognized after he declared himself Venezuela's acting president. Meanwhile, the US has ordered non-emergency embassy staff to leave Venezuela, but stopped short of complying with a full expulsion ordered by Maduro. Two competing measures aimed at ending the partial US government shutdown have been defeated by the US Senate. A bill backed by President Trump to end the shutdown by funding the wall on the US-Mexico border, and a separate bill supported by Democrats to reopen agencies without such funding, did not get the votes required to advance. Following the effort, some Democrats pledged to support more border security funding, but the White House said a funding bill would only work if there was a large down payment on the wall. An organiser of the February meeting on child protection at the Vatican has said they plan to create a task force with teams on every continent. Father Hans Zollner told L'Osservatore Romano that the task force would be one of a number of concrete measures to ensure continuation after the meeting. He said a task force made up of child protection experts will probably be instituted in the various continents, and they will travel from place to place. Sunday morning Mass is coming to an end later this year at Chicago's second oldest Catholic Church. The decision by Cardinal Blaise Supich was announced this week to parishioners at Holy Family Catholic Church. The church will become part of a new parish in July. It's the latest development in an initiative to evaluate the future of the city's parishes amid changing demographics and beliefs. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.